Ann next.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Wright. First of all, I have a big question, but first I just want to do a little comment, and that is to thank you so much for keeping me out of the hospital 15 years ago. And I love to tell this story because it is just, it's very symbolic of what everyone should be doing. But really quickly, I was told by my doctor after taking an ultrasound that I had my uterine walls were like too thick. And she actually told me this over the phone that it might be cancer, which was not cool to say over the phone. But anyway, she wanted me to go into the hospital and have a biopsy. And I had read your book just before, and I kind of said, well, could I possibly have some bioidentical progesterone? And we'll just wait, you know, a month or so and then check it again. And she relented. I did it. And sure enough, the whole thing cleared up, and I did not have
to go to the
hospital, which was... Yeah, I mean, even if you have a so-called integrative doctor, it's like they have to cover themselves with this and that, and they'll, you know, take the most extreme positions of sticking you in a hospital. So you got to educate yourself. And I love to tell people that story because it's just a big one. You've got to really read the books. And so anyway, I just want to thank you for that.
And
I've been taking bioidentical hormones ever since, and you're right, they're really expensive, brother. But anyway, I'm now with an integrative doctor up in Northern California, and she's, you know, doing that's one of her specialties. And she recently started to advocate that her patients take this concoction, which I'm very reluctant to take, and I just wanted to get your take on it because it's I don't know, I probably shouldn't say the product name, maybe the category. I don't know if you allow product names, but it's put out by this company called New You Life, and it's essentially a homeopathic human growth hormone. And, you know, I've always been that human growth hormones is a no-no, red light, you know, don't even think about it. But she is like really, you know, very well educated in integrative medicine, and it's homeopathic. And I have the active ingredients here if you want to know what it is. It's transdermal. So you just put a few drops on it's kind of a gel on your, you know, fork two times a day, which I think I started doing in one application. I'm afraid of the stuff. So I didn't get another opinion, so I thought of you immediately. You know, it's sort of like you get to a certain age and you have to replenish with external products, and certain things you don't want to replenish with because your body will stop making them. And it's sort of like, well, which is which? Like, I don't do melatonin because of that. Because you won't make your own melatonin, and I seem to have plenty of melatonin. So I'm not doing that, but certain things you actually have to
ma'am.
Replenish with. Sorry.
Well, you know, it is possible to get one's growth hormone measured, and I don't mean its stand-in called IGF-1. It's sort of a surrogate measurement for it. I mean actual growth hormone, and that's something that we do with people who are using bioidentical hormones because it is quite possible in a 24 urine collection, and the reason I keep advocating those is they collect everything for the whole 24 hours. They don't get any peaks or valleys or anything like that. It's all just in one thing. Anyway, it's possible to measure growth hormone in there and see how oneself is doing. And sometimes we get a surprise, even in someone who is 60 or 70, particularly if they happen to be exercisers. And look at that, their growth hormone's pretty good. Much of the time, though, what we find in that 24-hour urine is, sure enough, the growth hormone is kind of on the low side. Now, does that mean we prescribe it and recommend it? Nope. We recommend people go to Nevada if they're interested in that, because the state medical board up here loves to prosecute both regular medical doctors and alternative medical doctors who prescribe growth hormone. So we do have to defer people to a free state where they can get the stuff under the supervision of a physician who wants to use it. Now, remember, though, I did mention that exercise increases growth hormone. It definitely does, but not walking down the street. That would increase it a little, but the type of exercise that increases the most, happens to be the really vigorous exercise that gets the muscles a little bit tired, I'm sorry, ma'am, but that is the type that increases growth hormone. Now, to get to the preparation you asked about, and then I will shut up because we've got other people waiting, and that is a homeopathic version, certainly. I'd like to know what the ingredients are, make sure they're all safe, and you can probably look that up online. But remember, homeopathic medicine is actually frequency medicine. It is not. It's so dilute. It has very little substance in it. But one of these days, medical science was going to catch up with what regular science knows, namely, as Einstein said, everything has its own vibratory frequency. Every molecule out there has its own vibratory frequency, and so does growth hormone. So sometimes using the vibratory frequency of something is actually better than using the substance itself. It's less likely to do harm. And there, I'd recommend highly you look around for a physician who can tell you if that is compatible with your system. It is possible to test both homeopathics and vitamins and even patent medicines to see if they're compatible with our systems. And that's our own personal individual system. And if you are compatible with it, I'd say go for it. And if you're not compatible, I'd say, oops, probably not such a good idea in your case. So anyway, ma'am, that's kind of a long answer, but I hope you can find something useful in it.
No, it's a great idea. I don't know why I didn't think of that. The whole the energy medicine thing. That's how I learned I couldn't do gluten. So it was totally energy medicine. And boy, did that make a difference getting rid of gluten. So it's a great idea to have it tested energetically. Brilliant idea.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I'm glad you can do that. And thank you so much for calling. And
thank
you, by the way.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
And thank you for telling us all about how you got better a few years ago.